His song is called Viper's Dream. And back in the 30s, a viper, they weren't talking about a snake or a Chrysler product. They were talking about a viper was a person that smoked in an illegal substance. Something I'm sure you're not going to, there won't be any of that going on this weekend, I'm sure. But anyways, during the song, the viper gets so kind of dreamy, as it were, he almost falls asleep, and they have to kind of wake him up with a musical alarm clock. So we hope you enjoy Viper's Dream. Thank you. We'd like to do a waltz number for you right now, a Musette waltz. And Django Reinhardt first got his start as a professional musician. He was playing the guitar banjo, six-string banjo, back in the 20s. And he was about 13 or 14 years old, and he was hired by some of the most famous accordion players of the day to back him up. The Musette waltz music started when some Italians brought their accordions over from Italy, and they started jamming with some bagpipe players that were from Brittany in Paris. And, you know, you got to figure, if you've got an accordion and a bagpipe, what more would you need besides a banjo? So at first, the banjo and guitar players were kind of in the background, but those of you who are guitar players, and those of you who know guitar players, and those of you who are probably drugged to the festival this weekend by guitar players, you know that guitar players don't really like to be in the background so much. So, she's hitting him. Why? And so sooner or later, the guitarist kind of came out from the background and started taking the leads and playing the melodies themselves on these waltzes. And this is one that I wrote also for the Franco-American Swing album.